This is David Wheaton. The following is a TCW short take, a bite-sized highlight from the Christian Worldview radio program. You can hear the full program at thechristianworldview.org. Constantly now, a weak spot's been sensed, and that's going to be try to be capitalized on by those who are in the quote-unquote gay-affirming world.
That's right. In fact, David, you're 100% right. Where do you draw the line? The camel's nose is under the tent. In fact, just this morning, actually a few minutes before you called me, Matthew Vines is a homosexual pastor, again, air quotes or audio quotes, calls himself a pastor, but he's a homosexual. And he has a tweet from this morning. He says, Alistair Begg, a non-affirming pastor, recently encouraged a grandmother to attend her grandson's, it's actually granddaughter, but whatever, same-sex wedding as a way to show him Christ's love. I'm grateful that, despite significant backlash, Begg has chosen to stand by his advice this week. Okay, David, Exhibit A. Here is Matthew Vines. He is kind of the tip of the spear trying to introduce an affirming position in regards to homosexuality within the evangelical church. This is a guy who believes in the deity of Christ, as he does, believes in the deity of Christ, believes in the Bible as the Word of God, calls himself an evangelical. He's just an affirming evangelical. And so he's written this book entitled God and the Gay Christian. He's trying to make homosexuality acceptable within evangelical ranks. And sadly, he's had enormous success at it. And here he is, Exhibit A, exactly what we're talking about. This is why it's so dangerous. You have a homosexual pastor now praising Alistair Begg.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and connect with this nonprofit radio ministry, go to thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.